Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted by a New York grand jury. It's the first time in history that a president has been charged with a crime. The panel was investigating money paid by Trump's former lawyer to an adult film star. In a statement, the former president denounced the indictment as political persecution and election interference. He blamed it on what he called the radical left Democrats. Gabriel Elizondo has more from New York.
When is this process supposed to happen for Donald Trump? We simply don't know yet. It could happen any day, but based on what we're hearing is that it probably will be early next week. That will be incredible scenes, assuming Trump does show up here and turns himself in this building behind me. Obviously, it would be a remarkable scene to see Trump, a former president, the first president in U.S. history to have criminal charges against them.
Well, the Belarusian president has delivered his annual address to the nation. Alexander Lukashenko, a friend and ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, called for a truce in Ukraine. He also addressed Putin's recent announcement that Moscow would station tactical nuclear weapons on Belarusian territory, saying the deal was made at the request of Belarus. Meanwhile, Finland is a step closer to becoming a member of NATO. Turkey's parliament has passed a bill approving the Finnish application to join the military alliance. The Turkish vote was that last one required. Finland and Sweden both applied for NATO membership after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ankara initially blocked both bids, citing disagreements on Kurdish groups that it considers terrorists. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says one of its advisers has been killed in an Israeli attack on the outskirts of Damascus. Syria's state media agency says air defense systems intercepted what it called hostile missiles over the capital. It says a similar attack wounded two soldiers on Thursday. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will be discharged from hospital on Saturday. The 86-year-old head of the Roman Catholic Church was hospitalized with a respiratory infection on Wednesday. He'd complained of breathing difficulties. It's not clear yet if he'll take part in Easter celebrations next week.
This week on The Take, what's behind the panic over TikTok? Find it wherever you get your podcasts.